We bring to these microphones right now David James of David James Reports. It's a part of our broadcast each and every week as we deal with issues that the body of Christ needs to understand. David does a lot of research. We both go to the Word of God. We look at the particular issues we'll be discussing each week, and we come together and have a conversation. That's what we're going to do today as well. And David, we're both here in Jerusalem. We've been able to come together. You were able to come on the tour with us. We've been touring. We've had some of our School of Prophets students along with us. This is your first time to Israel. Of course, you've taught the Word of God for many years. You've studied. But just for a moment, talk to me about your observation here in the land of the Bible.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jimmy. As you said, I have taught the Bible for many years, 25 years or more. I think one of the things that most struck me is that after being here, my teaching was two-dimensional, and now being in the land, I would say it's going to be a lot more three-dimensional, just seeing how everything lays out, works together, and it's filled in a lot of gaps, I think, in my teaching as well.
It's been a joy to have you along, David. We're so excited for the opportunity that worked out for us for you to be in the land with us. But while here in Jerusalem, we got word from the United States that a dear friend of both you and myself had gone to be with the Lord, a man who taught the Word of God, wrote many books about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Dwight Pentecost has gone to be with the Lord. He was a very wonderful Bible teacher, great biblical scholar, and we're going to miss him, aren't we?
Yes, he's left a tremendous legacy, influenced a lot of people. He actually was teaching right up to very near the end of his life. He died 4 days after he turned 99 years old.
Wow. I am hoping that the Lord will allow me to go out that way as well. Thinking out loud with you about the situation in the Christian world today, I know there are many other well-known Bible teachers that are in their 70s, their 80s, even into their 90s. Are we approaching the end of an era?
You know, this generation that we are seeing that is older now is a very special generation. I'm thinking of John Wickham, Rennie Showers, Charles Ryrie, my good friend Roy Zook, who went home to be with the Lord last year. Yes, we are. And, you know, I don't see coming up behind us a generation that's quite like these men were.
You're a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. When you were there in seminary, did you have opportunity to have Dr. Pentecost as one of your professors?
Yes, I did, actually. The way my program worked out, I didn't get to take a lot of courses with him, but I did take the Book of Romans, and just sitting under him teaching was an absolutely amazing experience. Had another opportunity to have supper with him one time. When I was a missionary in Hungary, we sent one of our graduates here to Dallas to get his THM, and Dr. Pentecost was living in the same apartment building, and one evening we had the chance to just have dinner together. Just another wonderful experience.
Well, I know because of those personal experiences, you may have some favorite stories to tell on Dr. Pentecost. All of us have something that we remember him by, I would guess, and we'll talk a bit later about the books that he wrote, but Things to Come I read two or three times just so I could know how to teach Bible prophecy. But do you have any favorite stories on Dr. Pentecost?
Well, there's a tribute page on the Dallas Seminary website right now, and yesterday I read through all the tributes from his colleagues and former students, and one of the things that struck me that I think just capsulizes everything, he had been invited to Brazil to be a guest teacher for an entire week at a seminary there, and apparently there had been a lack of communication, and so after they got off the plane and were driving to the seminary, Dr. Pentecost just simply asked, what book of the Bible would you like for me to teach this week? And that says everything. It didn't matter what book they wanted him to teach. He was ready to teach. And the man taught the Bible without notes, and he knew it that well.
He had not only the opportunity of being a professor there at Dallas Theological Seminary, but at the same time, and he was the past professor there for 60 years, at the same time, he pastored a church locally there in Dallas. He had a great influence. I wonder how many people he probably touched their lives during those years of being pastor and professor.
One of the things that I saw on the tribute page, that they had estimated that he had taught over 10,000 students just in the seminary, and that doesn't count the many years that he was pastor. He was actually a pastor of four different churches during his ministry life.
What else would you think about this incredible teacher, this incredible pastor, this preacher? What else do you know, or would he be known for and loved for in his life's activities?
One of the things that he has had as a personal conviction was an open door policy to his office. Any student, any colleague could walk in anytime. It didn't have to be an appointment, and they could sit there and talk for 15 minutes or 3 hours, and he would be there ready to answer question after question. Another thing a lot of people don't know is he and his wife were involved with a special project called Luke's Closet, which was to provide clothing for some of the poorer students, especially those that had come in from other countries. And I also have read many tributes where when a family member, a child was born, something happened in the life of a student, he was there and went to the hospital and prayed with them and talked with those students and their families.
One of the things that I heard about Dr. Pentecost was that the president of Dallas Theological Seminary, Mark Bailey, allowed him to live on campus. They made a special apartment for him there. He was able to be very close to the students and to his classroom. But he always would keep his apartment immaculate. And someone asked him one day, "Why are you so meticulous about cleaning your apartment up?" And he said to them, "Well, you know, Dr. Bailey said he was going to come by to see me. And I wanted to make sure I was all ready when he did come by." That speaks of what Dr. Pentecost was all about as well.
I've always heard he's an incredibly humble man, and you know, that's something I've experienced. It's something that's characteristic of all the professors that I've had the privilege of knowing over the years. These are the kind of men that if you didn't know who they were, you wouldn't know who they were. They're just brilliant scholars, but humble servants of God.
That's an example that I want to follow, and I'm sure you do as well, David. And we had such a great opportunity in our lives to be able to make contact with him. I was able to speak in several conferences where he was also a speaker. And I've got to tell you this, buddy. When I was speaking in one of the conferences when Dwight Pentecost was there, prior to my getting up to address the audience, I was studying like I've never studied before. I want every I dotted, I want every T crossed exactly right, because, man, he's the one who wrote the book. And speaking of writing books, he was a prolific author, was he not? I would guess the most popular one he ever wrote was Things to Come. And I don't know how many times I read through that or have gone back to refer and get the answers for my teaching on eschatology.
He wrote somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 books, and like you said, Things to Come is probably the most well-known. The second most well-known would have been The Words and Works of Jesus Christ, and that was one of the most popular courses that he taught throughout his years. Another aspect of his writing that a lot of people may not realize, he wrote books at a devotional level about just living the Christian life, which had a great impact on a lot of people.
Well, I remember the Works and Words of Jesus Christ was a production that he made available with, I think, about 12 different lessons for Sunday school classes. And when I was living in the Washington, D.C. area, the church where I was attending, we had that as a special Sunday school class teaching. He'd come to Israel. He went on location. He taught it. I'll never forget how he taught about the Lord Jesus Christ and just made it come alive. Those books were very important for you and me when we were coming up, and are still important for us today. It's on top shelf of my library at home. But are they still important today?
Jimmy, they couldn't be more important. We're living in a time when more and more people are getting away from the expositional teaching of God's Word, handling it the way it should be handled, talking about dispensationalism, God's program through the ages, a love for Israel, a love for the church, understanding that there's a difference, shaped my personal teaching, not just directly, but through all the men that he also taught and influenced over the years as I studied under them and read their books as well.
This does exhort us, you and I. I know you've written a book. I've written a couple of books. We need to put this down on paper. That is a difficult task to be able to do, but Dr. Pentecost was very meticulous. Was this not his doctrinal dissertation when he finished up his study there at Dallas?
Yes, that book goes back to 1958 is when he published it. He had started teaching at the seminary a couple of years before that. That has become the classic work in laying out, and I would say bringing dispensational theology to be more systematic and just laying a foundation for everything that followed.
I believe, if I'm correct, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that even until the end, he never moved away from the tradition of dispensationalism and the fact that it was key to interpreting the scripture and is a part of a hermeneutic that we need to have. So I would have to exhort those listening to this conversation to get into the book by Dr. Pentecost, start studying, because it hasn't changed since he wrote it, has it?
No, it really hasn't. I would say the thing that has changed is, and that makes this generation different from that generation of men, is that those who still hold to dispensationalism, and they're fewer and fewer, they're not writing and they're not teaching, and we need to revitalize this incredibly important teaching, because it's based on a literal, grammatical, historical understanding of God's Word.
Would that not be a great tribute to Dr. Pentecost? To start studying and understand what God's Word has to say. And for people like you and me, should we not be doing everything we can to teach the future generation what Dr. Pentecost taught us?
Well, that's exactly one of my personal plans and passions. We'd mentioned on earlier broadcasts, I taught God's Plan Through the Ages 4 times in about 10 weeks this spring. And now I've decided that I'm going to try to make that available as a conference to churches, and to just keep this alive and help people, not just seminary students, but everyday person in the pew, so they can understand God's Word and plan correctly.
David James of David James Reports. We're both here in Jerusalem in our temporary studios, and we've been taking the time to talk about a great saint who's now in the heavenlies with Jesus Christ. Dr. Dwight Pentecost, gone to be with the Lord. And I'm sure he would not want to come back here, but many of us would love to have him come back so we could spend some more time learning from him. David, thank you so very much. It's been a joy to travel with you through the land of Israel. And we'll talk to you again next week with another particular issue that we need to deal with as we try to communicate to the body of Christ what's happening in our world today. Thank you, David.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy.